Do you taste the flavor of something if you don't perceive it?
Mean Bikar?
So let's say I have Mean Bimino. I've got Nivela gravy or Nivela soup, non-kosher soup, mixed with kosher soup. But they have exactly the same flavoring and exactly the same vegetables and whatever. I can't discern the taste separately, but am I not tasting the Iser? I'm tasting it, I just don't discern it, right? I have non-kosher milk that tastes the same as cow's milk. They get mixed together. So all I need is a rove, but I am tasting it. I just don't perceive it separately because they have the same taste. Right? So what's our definition of perceiving the flavor?
That's the answer.
Yeah, it's discerning it.
That's the answer, right?
Tom Kikar is the way we're saying is, but you could see that that could be the reason why Rabbi Yehuda says what about Mean Bimino?
Eino batel ever.
Why afilu be'elef lo batel? Why? Cause what?
You could always be tasting it without discerning.
Yeah, because there's no actual negation of the taste. The only way there can be negation of the taste, to use a phrase that the Ron uses, if I have shnei chofchiim, I have two contrary or opposite tastes.
But can't you just say the same thing there also and say that it's really not negating the taste, you're just like covering it over? It's like there's a bad smell in the room and you spray potpourri. The smell's still there. A guy smells, he sprays on cologne, it's still there. So I have an opposite taste. The other taste is still there, it's just being masked. But, I mean, can't you just read that the same way? Can't you read Enomino the exact same way and say that the one time is masking the other?
No, because it's not masking it, because they're the same. It's Mekayim it. Right? So, I could say, right? In the case of the spray,
yeah.
Right?
There's masking this smell.
It's two different, there's a bad smell, and I don't smell it, so I could say, oh, it's masked. But here, the taste of the non-kosher soup is, if anything, because it's the same taste, it's mechazek, that taste. I continue to taste it. I taste it because it mixes with the other and they're stronger, right? So I still taste it just because I don't, let's say that I have 51 zesi of non-kosher soup and 49 of kosher soup and 49 of non-kosher, right?
Yeah.
So, because it doesn't have a distinct flavor,
it's
batel?
Yeah, it's all mutter.
Yeah, minotaur, right?
The
Rabbanan requires shishin, right? But it's all mutter, and and therefore it's sveka d'oraisa. If there's no sveka d'oraisa, if I don't know whether it was shishin.
Right.
That seems weird, doesn't it?
But the way I always understood it was that it was based on the Rav Nedarim, with the way bittel works. He holds the same, that he understands what you do, not that you need an actual...
It's exactly what I'm queuing up. So it's based on the Ron and the Darim or Davar Sheyesh Lo Matirin.
Right.
Which we're going to get to. But I want you to think about the issue today, so that when we get to it, you'll say, oh, you know what, there is a nafkamina to this. There is a conceptual nafkamina, right? But we shouldn't, the one thing I want to make you sensitive is I just snuck in the idea that because they have the same flavor, I'm not tasting it. I actually am tasting it. Right? I'm getting hanah from it. Right? Let me ask you a question. If there wasn't an aim of Atlin Isolat Kila question, right? Could I, let's say that I had, why would I possibly, I had sour milk and I had good milk, right? Fresh milk. And there was enough of the sour milk, of the fresh milk, that it would cover over the taste of the
sour
milk. Am I getting hanoah from the sour milk if I mix them together and I drink them?
Yeah.
Want to say again?
You're getting nourishment.
Yeah, because why? Because the volume is greater. Right. So I'm getting, I'm getting more to drink. Right. I'm able to quench my thirst more.
Well, That's the same shot of Milton Tamafgan, where it's Mufgan, but there's more volume, and the guy likes more volume, so therefore maybe it's still...
Yeah, it's still... Whether it shows up elsewhere or not, it's still logical. Right. So my question is, I snuck something through that you should question, right? And that's that you mean tasting something, the flavor of something, is only applicable if I perceive it to be separate from the prevailing overall taste. Well, where does that come from, right? Because if you think about it, just on a simple level, if I said Tom Kikar and Shari Suri is Mita Torah, then I should maybe think that maybe if I tasted it all, if its flavor would be present if they were two different foodstuffs, it should be Usur, even if they're the same. Maybe I would do the shear that the Mishnah suggests in Gideon Usha, like lentils and you know, with something else, right? I should measure if I have this gravy and non-kosher gravy and kosher gravy, if it were vegetables versus meat, would I taste it? And if it would, then I can say I'm tasting the presence of them, I'm getting flavor from that, right? It's
what happens here is it two chicken soups.
Right.
So I would assume that chicken soup tastes like chicken soup. And then you both call it chicken soup, but one's straight, one's not straight. So
right.
You get back to the question of distinguishing what you'd be tasting it when you mix it, but in terms of would you actually, meaning...
So what I said to you is, if it's simple, is that discerning the taste is what Tom Kikar is defined by, right? Not actually tasting it, but where do we get that from, right? So there is grounds to argue in another way, right? Okay? And that's like the Ron and the Darim, which we're going to see. But I just want to put that in you, not to just accept... Right, to question the concept as to what that means, because we'll see later. Because then, if we bring it up now and we see that we made a conscious decision in one direction, you won't be surprised when we learn then Davar Sheyesh Lo Matir, and you say, wait a minute, does everything that I learned actually hold? Is it whatever? Well, let's just raise that that's a question. It's two possible logical ways to understand what tasting something is. Does it mean that I'm getting taste from it, or that I perceive it separately? Right? Okay. Now, how would I, can you answer on the basis, and I'll leave this in as a moot question, rhetorical question, is it possible to answer on the basis of the source for taste? Zroa B'Shela. Isn't it funny that they picked the source for the shearing from Min B'Mino?
Unless you say it's a different Shema,
Yeah.
You can say the leg's different than the body, but ultimately it's all meat.
Yeah, but I mean, does that not cause pause? Think about it. Okay. Sorry, I'm going to just cut it short.
Baby, what's your last name?